Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. The number is now 5. 5 days remaining until you head to the polls and select the 44th President of the United States, as well as the winners of critical congressional, state, and local races around the country. Of course, the primary focus is on the presidential campaign, and Wednesday night was a big night for Democratic nominee Barack Obama, as he bought a half hour of airtime on several networks as well as cable stations, and also had a nearly night-long rally in Florida in several different stops, one of which included former President Bill Clinton, their first joint appearance of this campaign season after the frosty relationship the two developed during the primary campaign as Senator Hillary Clinton ran for the nomination as well. Senator Obama says right now voters need to choose change over the status quo.
We can choose hope over fear and unity over division. The promise of change over the power of the status quo.
Senator Obama also says the tax plan he's putting forth benefits many more Americans than would John McCain's version of tax reform. Senator Obama says tax breaks should not only go to the very wealthy.
If Senator McCain is elected, 100 million Americans will not get a tax cut. Won't see a cent. But the average Fortune 500 CEO will get $700,000 in tax relief.
Senator Obama also saying that he is on the side of the regular Americans, the one who are struggling to pay their bills, afford their kids' education, and put food on the table.
We can come together as one nation and one people and once more choose our better history. That's what's at stake. That's what we're fighting for the small business owner in Denver to keep his doors open, for the hardworking couple in Cincinnati to retire in comfort, for the young student in Fort Lauderdale to afford her tuition.
As mentioned, former President Bill Clinton was alongside Obama at one of his rallies on Wednesday night. The former president says it's clear that Barack Obama, in his opinion, is the better choice for president, and he believes the people need to get behind the Democratic nominee.
I think it's clear. The next president of the United States should be, and with your help, will be, Senator Barack Obama.
But the Republicans are not impressed with the latest volley of major talking points, as well as the half-hour ad buy time on networks on Wednesday night. Senator John McCain says in the end, voters have distinct choices to make about which direction they want this country to go. First of all, he says, does Barack Obama really have what it takes, specifically the experience to lead us in the war on terror?
The question is whether this is a man who has what it takes to protect America from Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, and other grave threats in the world.
McCain also mocking the Obama infomercial from Wednesday night. Speaking Thursday morning in Defiance, Ohio, Senator McCain said that in the presentation, Obama said if for some reason he doesn't win next week, he'll go back to the Senate and try again for the presidency in 2012. McCain says he likes the sound of that.
Last night, Senator Obama said that if he lost, he would return to the Senate and try again in 4 years with a second act. That sounds like a great idea to me. Let's help him make it happen.
Senator McCain also talking about the spread the wealth ideology, the redistribution ideology, as he calls it, from Barack Obama. McCain, though, was asked by CNN's Larry King whether the current graduated income tax doesn't amount to the same thing.
We do have a graduated income tax. That's a far cry from taking from one group of Americans and giving to another. I mean, that's dramatically different. Senator Obama clearly has talked about for years redistributive policies.
The vice presidential nominee for the Republicans, Governor Sarah Palin, on the campaign trail in Missouri early on Thursday. As she says, right now, voters need to use their head or their hearts. Either way, they'll realize that Barack Obama wants higher taxes and more government.
You can either do the math or just go with your gut, and either way you draw the same conclusion. Barack Obama has always been on the side of bigger government and raising taxes.
Governor Palin says Barack Obama's pushing tax credits while McCain is pushing tax cuts. She says there's a big difference.
Our opponent says that he's for a tax credit, which is when the government takes your money and gives it away to someone else according to their priorities, the politician's priorities. John McCain and I, we are for a real tax cut, which is when the government just takes less of your earnings in the first place.
No surprise, President Bush and his fellow Republicans not getting the backing of Al-Qaeda for next week's election. In an internet video posting, a leader of the group makes a heavenly appeal for Bush and the GOP to be soundly defeated. The person speaking was Abu Yahya al-Libi. In the internet video, he equates Bush with tyrants and calls for the wrath of God to be brought against him. On the economic front, the U.S. economy shriveling in the third quarter, reflecting a major cut in spending by both consumers and businesses. The gross domestic product, the leading indicator of the status of the U.S. economy, suffered its most severe contraction in 7 years by growing a negative 0.3%. Still ahead in this edition of Dateline Washington, we'll take a look at what a Democratic Congress and a President Obama might do to your 401k. We'll also talk with John Gizzi and get his final political predictions. But up next, Arizona Senator John Kyle. Stay with us.